Chiquita plans to close its corporate headquarters in Charlotte and move somewhere else. You probably know that already. WFAE's Duncan McFadden has some of the reaction to that announcement in this report.
Chiquita is leaving less than 3 years into the 11-year deal it struck in late 2011 to move to Charlotte. The banana company says it wants to streamline its business. Some officials are trying to put a positive spin on the early departure. Charlotte Mayor Dan Clodfelter and Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiIorio didn't give any interviews, but they both released statements thanking Chiquita for its contributions to the community. Charlotte Chamber CEO Bob Morgan says for the relatively short time that Chiquita was here, it was a great corporate citizen.
They help us tell the story. They've helped us sell Charlotte to Sealed Air and MetLife and to other companies that are going to bring good jobs to the community.
Morgan says the departure shouldn't reflect on Charlotte. It was a business decision, he says, made by the company's new owners. Two Brazilian firms completed an acquisition of Chiquita this month, the Cutrale Group, a juice company, and the Safra Group, a banking conglomerate. Former Chiquita CEO Fernando Aguirre agrees. He was in charge of the company when it moved to Charlotte.
I think Charlotte should feel very good about being able to attract the company, headquarters of a company like Chiquita. And I think Charlotte will continue to be a tremendously appealing community for businesses to move to.
But the chair of North Carolina's Economic Development Board, John Lasseter, says the announcement will prompt the state to look at future deals more closely.
Maybe one more set of questions, one more set of analytics to make sure that companies who are considering coming here are viable and longstanding and to ensure that those investments are protected going forward.
The state, county, and city gave Chiquita a $22 million incentives package to move to Charlotte and stay here at least 11 years. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Bill James was critical of the deal when it passed. He's compared incentives to government prostitution.
This is a screw-up. They should just own it.
Chiquita has received about $2.5 million from the state, county, and city. The company will pay back about $1 million of that to the city and county, according to County Manager Dina DiIorio. And the North Carolina Department of Commerce says it's due a refund of about $1.5 million. Chiquita says the Charlotte headquarters in the NASCAR Plaza building uptown will close in the next 12 to 18 months. The company has about 320 employees there. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.